Welcome to Sports Business Secrets. I'm your host, Kevin Tarka. This podcast is specifically designed to share secrets from experts in the sports business world to help you along your own path to success in this industry. Each episode is packed with lessons and insights that never expire. You'll hear from general managers of professional teams to CEOs of sports tech companies to agents, coaches, players, and everything in between. I invite you to join me in real time on my personal journey of representing players and coaches, traveling the world, and always finding a way to battle through obstacles in this competitive industry. Well, hello again. Good morning, my long-lost friends, or what seems like my long-lost friends. It's been a minute here since I've done one of these exactly when I'm doing episodes, but figured it was time to refresh the feed here. So I spent the past week or two, taking a much needed, somewhat of a break, not really a full break, but just operating with a little bit less crazy nonstop than I usually do. This time of the year is NBA Summer League. So if you've listened at all the past 3 years, you know that I'm usually in Las Vegas attending this, but for the first time in a long time, I decided to sit this one out for a couple of reasons, which I'll chat about here shortly. Although I do miss catching up with many friends and meeting new sports business professionals from around the world, it's been nice to go to sleep at a reasonable hour and wake up refreshed and just have an overall level of stress that is a little bit lower than typically this time in the crazy Vegas summer night. So exactly what I'm doing today. Well, currently it is halftime of one of my clients' games, as you've likely seen or heard. Donovan has signed to play in the NBL in China, which is an amazing opportunity that we're both very, very excited about. It's been part of the long-term career plan for a while now. And the patience, persistence, and obviously hard work on Donovan's end is paying off. So this is game three for him. It's been there's definitely been some challenges. China is just very different in the way that they operate in many aspects, let alone business, let alone professional basketball. But we've overcome some of those challenges, and there's definitely a lot of people that have supported along the way that make it a little bit easier. So again, this is game three. The first two games, he did not disappoint. He had his debut with 25 points, 14 rebounds, 3 steals, 1 block, I think an assist or two. And same thing last game, he actually had 25 points again, 11 rebounds, a couple assists, and another block. And so far during this game, it's halftime, and they are up, and he has 15 points, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, and 3 assists. So first home game, first game with the other import playing, John Knight III. So I know a lot has been on his shoulders the past couple of games as the only import, and I'm confident they're gonna get their first league W here. A few quick KTA updates. So Anthony, who's in Australia, just continues to put up highlight dunks, and if you follow anything that I post on social media, you'll see that he's in the top plays pretty much every year, every other week. He's averaging about 11-7. And so his team has still struggled to get wins, to say the least. But I'm proud of him for continuing to keep his head down and show up every day, and just needs to continue to finish the season strong there in NBL 1. Jaimin is getting his summer work in as he preps to head out to Finland for next season with Vilpas. As you probably saw, he signed to play in Finland for next season, playing currently in Derek Grant's Summer League, Dizzy's Run. Shout out to DG out in Indianapolis. So he will be ready to roll, and he'll head out at the end of next month. And Toyo, who is heading to Japan, he actually flies out this morning. So he'll get settled into Tokushima this week, and is excited to jump into workouts. Pump for him. Coach DeMarcus Berry just landed in Japan. So they're going to get their team workouts started here as they head into preseason. What else I'm focusing on here? So look, I continue to be bullish on the Asian markets in regards to where basketball can go the next 5 to 10 years. You probably have heard that many times now based on my trip to Japan for a month in March, and just all the different topics of conversation that I have discussed around it. With that being said, well, in addition, actually, to some of the movement and free agency moves here for my clients for Creation Talent Agency over the summer, signing a new client, sending one to Japan, sending one, obviously, Donovan to China. So that's the next trip I'm hoping to take, which, again, to the Asian markets, which brings me back to the Summer League topic. So if you work in this industry, I mean, you can very easily get caught up in the 24/7 lifestyle. I think actually anything these days, and any industry you're in, you know, it seems to be 24/7. You can always be logged on to work. You can always be doing something, and it never stops. So especially if you're involved directly with other markets abroad, it is literally 5 o'clock somewhere, and it actually literally never stops. You know, I have to be very disciplined with my time management and with my phone. Otherwise, I will be on it live 24/7. So, you know, if I wake up at 6 a.m. on the East Coast, remember, it's already noon in Europe, and someone might need something, or it's, you know, if it's not Europe, then it's already 6 or 7 p.m. in Asia or Australia, depending on where we're talking about. Hence the fact that I'm watching Anthony's game, which started at 7:30 p.m. local time. Anyways, so I just decided to take a little break. I didn't want to go to Vegas because I finished all my guys' contracts. I definitely, you know, miss catching up with some friends and new sports business professionals and you name it. But I just wanted to relax for a little bit. And on top of that, yes, the bank account is running on fumes. For those who think that agents make millions, sure, some do, and yes, I will. But there are levels to it, and without an NBA player or matter of fact, multiple NBA players, it's just difficult to be sustainable. So if I want to get back to Asia soon, I wanted to save the amount that I would have spent on Vegas and put that towards the Asia trip. So that's another reason. So don't forget, this isn't a huge corporation. I'm not one of the big agencies. I don't have an expense account where I can just go hop on a plane and go wherever I want and have per diem here. So anything that I make and much more is reinvested back into the company, and essentially is just used as travel to show up and continue to build relationships and open doors for my clients. So that's the next thing I'm focusing on, hoping to get back out there this summer or fall. It would be great to visit and check out one of Donovan's games in China, or at least that region. And I need to visit my guys in Tokyo and Tokushima, and then the World Cup is actually out that way at the end of next month in Okinawa, Jakarta, and Manila. So let's see what I can put together here in the next few weeks. And then another focus this summer here for me is to get back onto the educational hub that I started a few years ago. Obviously, I have a lot more work to do. And if it's the first time you're hearing about it, you can go check it out. I have links on my website. It's really just one course right now, but it's going to be a huge educational hub. So I still have my sports agent course, but finally starting to add the other courses here in the next month or two. The next course up is the Pathway to the Pros, where I'll teach all about the career journey from high school to college to the pro pathway, what options you have, what it means to play abroad, how to potentially make a roster if you don't get drafted to the NBA. First of all, the percentage of chance that you have based on statistics, and then what happens after that if you want to go down the G League path, how you make a roster, an overview of all the leagues abroad, where you can find an agent, and obviously much more. So stay tuned for that. If you or anyone you know is interested in learning the agent path, check out those links. It's on creationtalent.com. You can go to the educational tab or find the links on my socials. So appreciate your support as always. Back to some free game content starting tomorrow with a topic that I think needs to be heard with some very simple resources that I think many high schoolers can use to open the door to potentially getting some more college exposure, and then obviously guest interviews coming up as well. So have an amazing day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Thanks again for listening, my friends. If you enjoyed the episode, or if it brought you any value at all, it would mean the world to me if you could give it a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. If you share it on social media, make sure you tag me at Kevin Tarka. If there are any topics that you want me to dive into or any guests you'd love for me to have on the show, just shoot me a message and I will do my best to make it happen. Have an amazing day, and hope to see you back here soon.